And welcome back here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Tristan Winder, glad to be in the studio now, as we're joined by Great Plains Health CEO, Mel McNay. Mel, thanks for taking time for us today.
Thank you, Tristan. Glad to be here.
Now, Mel, we have you in the studio today for some exciting news. You've decided to run for Nebraska Legislature, representing Lincoln County in the 42nd District.
That's correct. I'm really proud of our district and the work that we've done in this last year and a half to fight the pandemic, and I want to serve the people of Lincoln County more.
Now, Mel, before we talk about District 42 here in the Nebraska Legislature more in depth, can you give folks some background on yourself? Obviously, we know you as of recent as our retiring CEO of Great Plains Health, but give us some background on yourself and your career in the medical field here.
Sure. Thank you, Tristan. My background, I think, fits well with how I'll be able to represent our district in the state legislature. I grew up in rural America up in north central North Dakota. Mm-hmm. Raised on a farm and ranch, so I know the workings and the difficulties and the challenges being faced in our ranch and agricultural industry. I'm an educator. I taught at the Reform School in North Dakota, but also in public schools in North Dakota before coming to Nebraska. So I have a background in education also. Attended school for radiologic technology, ultrasound technologist here at Great Plains. My wife is from O'Neill, Nebraska, so a native Nebraskan, and she really did not want to live and grow up in North Dakota, up where sometimes it hits 60 below, and so we have settled here in North Platte, and we're very happy that we did. Really reflects the values that are important to Michelle and I.
And you have three children as well, all graduates of North Platte High School, right?
Yes, Alex, Molly, and Brett, and all three are doing great in their fields, and we're excited for them as they start to raise their children.
Now, obviously, Mel, you have that background in radiology, like you mentioned, rising to the role of Chief Executive Officer at Great Plains Health. How long did you serve that role before your retirement, which is still forthcoming?
I've been in the role of CEO since 2014. I served two terms as interim CEO in addition to serving in this current role.
And you resaw the undertook the big renovation of the hospital as well, and that includes the emergency room, the new tower that we've seen. There's been tremendous progress made that we can see visually, but a lot that can't be seen by the naked eye or that the typical person wouldn't recognize, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say when I first started here, one of the goals and visions of our board of directors was to become a regional medical center. And I think we've achieved that through great recruitment of good specialties that normally you don't find out in the western part of the state. We have infectious disease, adolescent psychiatry to address some of the behavioral needs of our community and, quite frankly, the whole western part of the state. The physicians that have joined us because of the culture, the change that we started in 2015 to really, promote, go from good to great as an organization.
Mel, let's talk a little bit about the excitement that we have brewing here in our community. Lincoln County really has some exciting things going on with the possibility of Sustainable Beef LLC coming here. We have some excitement over there at the North Platte Mall. Excitement, too, that just came through the legislature with the possibility of a rail park based right here in Lincoln County.
Yes. I think we're starting to see some activity and some pride in the community, and it's really enjoyable to go around and talk to people, and there's an enthusiasm, and I think it's just going to continue to build on itself. What I do like, too, is that we're doing it in a very methodical way. I think some of the information that I've been privy to regarding the meatpacking plant is people are taking a lot of time to make sure that it's safe, environmentally safe, and that it'll be a great part of our community going down the road.
And Mel, since I've been the news director here at Husker Radio, I've noticed that you're very active in the community. It's not uncommon for you to be at city council meetings and from time to time speak to the council too during public hearings. And I think that was the case as of recently with the mall property as well. You spoke on behalf of the hospital and as a constituent here in the city of North Platte.
Yes, it's really necessary for me to represent the needs of our employees. I think we have close to about 1,200 employees right now.
Oh, wow.
And so recruitment is dependent on what the culture is in our community. And a lot of our staff like to shop, and they want to shop here in North Platte. So I wish the best for the development of that mall. I think it'll be important for our recruitment. When doctors, physicians come here, or nurses, physical therapists, occupational therapists, you know, a lot of our professional groups, they want activities in the community.
Sure.
And I think the mall and some of the other things we're starting to see, like the downtown revival, have really been impressive for them. I had the opportunity this weekend to entertain a urologist that is currently practicing in Chicago. Okay. He's made a decision to join us February 1st of this next year.
Awesome.
A great family. Came, we celebrated Nebraska Land Days with him. He was excited. His wife loved the concert. So I think the more we do some of those types of activities, the more and more we'll get the right people here in our community.
What an easy time to try to entertain a guest, though.
Yes, yes. There wasn't much talking back and forth because that music is kind of loud, but the activity before and after was really beneficial. So I want to thank the community for what they do and the people that put all their volunteerism into Nebraska Land Days. What a commitment. So thank you.
Absolutely. Now, Mel, let's talk a little bit about time availability. It's a big commitment running for state senate, and even a bigger commitment if the Lincoln County citizens decide to choose you as their next representative in 2024. Obviously, by that point, you'd be fully retired from Great Plains Health. So what availability would you have in terms of time and commitment to serve Lincoln County and the state of Nebraska?
This would be my number one priority. We've been asked, Michelle and I, if we're going to stay in the community of North Platte, which is kind of sad in a way. But yes, we are. We're committed to living here and continue to raise our grandchildren going down the road. But I think what I have witnessed in the last year and a half, there's some great opportunities to help reduce some of the expense burden from on the part of the state for how we treat patients, working with the Department of Health and Human Services. Through this last year and a half in the pandemic, we have a couple activities that we do at the hospital that are very unique and called best practices, and we've been asked to speak nationally about them. The first one is a safety huddle every morning. So as an administrator on call, which I am this week, I sit in on those every single morning, and we talk about all the issues that are going on. In the afternoon, we have an interdisciplinary team meeting where we talk about every patient in the hospital, look at how we can improve the health care of that patient, how we can facilitate them, their discharge. And we've noticed and encountered a lot of barriers that help or lengthen the stay for patients. And I think there's an opportunity there to reduce taxes through better use of our health care.
And I think one big thing that you just hit on there, Mel, is the tax burden that Nebraskans have, specifically property taxes. We've seen some efforts from our current state senator and from our current governor as well, who will both be term limited out in 2024. They've really worked hard on easing the property tax burden here in Lincoln County and the state of Nebraska. So if you're elected to succeed those representatives, do you plan to continue that good fight?
Absolutely. And I would agree with you. I think they've both put a lot of effort into it. I think Senator Groening has worked hard the last 8 years to help address that issue, and as has Governor Ricketts. I think when I'm as close to some of these activities that involve health care as I am, and some of the social issues in our state and how we can deal with them better, it will help bring down those property taxes. So.
And Mel, as a member of the North Platte and Lincoln County business community currently, if you're elected to represent them in the state legislature, how do you plan to remain involved and active with them?
As I start this campaign, what I really want to do is form a number of listening groups so I can sit down and really listen to the different specialty areas, whether it is agriculture, whether it's education. I think in this last year and a half, we have also struggled with communication with each other, with the isolation we've experienced because of COVID-19. People really want to be heard, and people want to hear their voice express the concerns that they have. have. And so I want to sit down and listen is the biggest part, and then take those concepts on to the state legislature to help address the issues that are really in their minds.
Great Plains Health CEO Mel McNay joining us here discussing his candidacy for state legislature. Mel's going to run to represent Lincoln County here in 2024 is when that official election will be, but the campaign trail kind of firing up now for you, Mel.
Yeah, I would add, Tristan, too, that I think that I believe that government that is closest to the people is the most effective, and I'm really looking forward to meeting a lot of people out there and hearing what they have to say.
Now, Mel, I think one of the big challenges in being a state senator is we ask our state senators to very much perform a balancing act. You represent your district. In this case, it would be Lincoln County and the city of North Platte, obviously, but you're also asked to represent the state of Nebraska. So it may be difficult juggling, but I would imagine as the CEO of a major hospital, you've had to juggle maybe a few times before.
Oh, yes. The needs of the hospital, whether it be medical staff or nursing staff or are just the frontline employees, are all a little bit different, but we come together, we compromise, we listen, and we come with great solutions. And I think during this pandemic, this hospital turned on a dime over and over and over again. And the medical staff and the employees provided the best care I know of any hospital in the nation. So,
And being recognized, too, by the state of Nebraska, and the state of Nebraska's numbers kind of reflected, too, in the honors that they've received from the government here from Great Plains Health, too. So it all kind of ties in.
Yeah. And just recently, within the last 6 months, I believe, Tristan, we also were recognized by the Leapfrog organization, is an independent organization formed of business people and medical. And they named Great Plains Health the top rural hospital in the U.S. Now there's 10 hospitals that received that honor. And we're also in the progress of working through our Baldrige continuing process improvement. And we've gotten some regional recognition just lately and hoping we'll get a national site survey this year.
Now, Mel, the Nebraska legislature has some controversy brewing it right now. There's a bit of a divide that I think we've all noticed. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of change that would occur before you would be sworn in if Lincoln County decides to elect you as its next representative. But how do you plan to work with some of these lawmakers and help, I guess, Lincoln and Omaha understand that the world does not drop off at York, contrary to popular belief out in the East?
Yes, I am a conservative Republican. I'm a good listener, but also with data and information, showing them actual life experience that I have in the healthcare industry. It's hard to debate or hard to not acknowledge real facts. So I think the more data you show, the more accurate data you show to present your case and where you're wanting to go will be helpful.
And Mel, although you are a conservative, as you mentioned a minute ago, do you plan to work with lawmakers who maybe don't see eye to eye with you on those conservative values if elected?
Yes, that's typical of the work I do at the hospital currently.
Sure.
We all have different political leanings and medical leanings, and we work together, come together, and you need to work with them, but you need to stand firm in your beliefs too.
Mel, is there anything else you'd like to add this morning on the heels of your big campaign announcement?
No, I would just say, some of the things out there that we need to work on is just that in our public school systems, too, there's a lot of controversy going on right now. And I think we need to focus on what schools were intended for. And a point that a lot of people miss in this whole controversy over the new rules and regs is that teachers are being asked to teach some of that. And being a former teacher, I never received that training. So it's really instilling maybe my morals on other people's children, and I don't think that is the way we want to go as a state. So,
and as an educator, you understand a little bit of those struggles as well. So perhaps if elected, you'd be a good resource to the Education Committee and to a variety of committees in the Nebraska legislature if Lincoln County citizens decide to elect you, Mel.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tristan.
Now, Mel, if folks want to learn more about your campaign or perhaps have some conversation with you on your candidacy, how can they do so?
They can sure reach out. We'll be starting a website here this week, and feel free to reach out to me personally, too.
Awesome. Mel, we sure appreciate the time. Congratulations on your candidacy, and good luck on the campaign trail, sir.
Thank you, Tristan.